Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Stax Records recording artist Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Their highly anticipated new album, Tearing at the Seams, featuring the anthemic single You Worry Me, is out now. For tour dates and more information, visit Nathaniel Rateliff, RATELIFF.com, and listen to the full album on Apple Music today. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Stateside Theater in Austin, Texas. Always a treat to get to come and do a show here in the music weekend of South by Southwest. It's Friday, March 16th, 2018. And I know all of you have stinking badges, or a lot of you do, but what's the name tag situation here today? Oh, we got some nice ones. You're putting Esther's Follies the other day to shame, you guys. There's some nice big ones. What's the Space Jam one? Space James. Space James, of course. I just saw pop star Never Stop Stop Popping, Never Stop Stopping, and on HBO, because it's a movie, every time it comes on, I watch it in its entirety, because I love it, and it's also short. What'd you change it to, the title?
Trevor Stop Trevor Stopping.
Okay. And you're?
Trevor.
What's going on with that popcorn over there? You just bought a popcorn and then scribbled on it? You just wrote your name on it? Okay. And so if the person selects you, they get beer and the popcorn? Okay. Are you eating any of that popcorn? You add a little bit. Typical. As amazing as that one is, I think I found one of the best name tags I've ever seen. So excuse me for a moment as we place our gaze on what looks like a piece of paper from a notebook that's what do they call that? When it's perforated on the edge, so you tear it out. And what did you write on it? Because I can't even see any. Terminator Shoe Chew Judgment Day, because your name is Chew. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming today, and enjoy the rest of your South By. But great job, everybody, even Chew. It's one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. So, Doug plugs. What do I got coming up, you guys? Got a bunch of stuff coming up. You know where to go to find out more information, but the main one I wanted to mention was that this Wednesday, March 21st, Douglas Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And for the rest of my dates, I got shows in April, May, June, all over the country. Check them all out at DougLovesMovies.com. That was pretty good. There's some of you sitting there going, we have lines in this? We're supposed to participate in some way? It's like going to a Rocky Horror Picture Show without, what do they take, rice? Yeah, or going to the room without a spoon. I've never seen the room. What do everybody just throws their spoons? When you see a photo of a spoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you throw your spoon. I'd like to find the biggest ladle I can get my hands on. Just fucking hit somebody in the back of the head in the front row. all right, let's get my guests out here. As you can see, we've got four chairs. I love when we have the director's chairs on stage in front of a movie screen because it looks like this is going to be a Q&A. But no, in fact, it's going to be movie chat and then games with four hilarious people. Please give it up for Chris Cubis, Martha Kelly, Seth Herzog, and Ramon Rivas II. Ramon Rivas. Hey, Martha. All right.
What a good-looking group.
Right? You mean us or them?
All of us.
I mean, I meant us on stage, but them in the audience too.
I'm curious why this gentleman's leaving already.
Yo, yeah.
What happened?
He was like, these aren't the guests I wanted.
Too many Jews.
There's one. Too many for Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
See you later. It's also such a long walk out of here with somebody.
It is. It's the most awkwardest long walk.
Decides to go. He's just like hiking. He's got his Sherpas with him.
And, maybe he's just a fan of the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, that's probably it. He just wants to hear the theme song. He wants to yell DougLovesMovies.com, yeah, and then he's out. Guests, schmests, he says.
What if he just tries to see a little bit of every show?
Like he just wants a taste. He got a feel for what was going to happen here. I said we're going to talk about movies and play some games. He's like, oh, that's not what I'm into. Good day, everyone. But there was a guy that got up to go to the bathroom or something the last time I was here a year ago, and I still feel bad about it because he was going up the stairs really slowly, and I made some sort of joke about him being a large man or something.
Well, because he was fat.
Yeah, but I didn't straight up call him fat.
Also, Seth wasn't here for that show. He was just making assumptions.
I would have loved it if Seth were here because I'd be like, hurry up and get out of here, large dude. And you'd be like, large, he's fucking fat.
I was here and I held back.
Were you really here?
Yes. Yes. It was last year in this same room. And
holy
I was like,
shit.
I'm not gonna tackle that.
I would have just imitated trumpet music like, wah, 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 wah.
That's a trumpet?
No one watches Charlie.
Let's meet my guests individually, starting with directly to my left. It's Martha Kelly, everybody. Star of Baskets on FX.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Your energy is just contagious.
It's through the roof. Yeah.
I love it. How are you? So you're doing good? You're here in Austin? You're hanging out?
Yep, I live in Austin, and I'm hanging out in Austin.
I love that about you. That's so cool. And are they talking another season of Baskets? Is that happening?
I think so, because Zach said it in an interview like a week ago. He said there will be one, so hopefully he's not wrong.
Yeah, it seems he seems to be the one that would know.
I think so.
If they're going to do more, but he'd also say something without checking with the network first.
I mean, you don't really know, but probably.
All right, cool. Next to her, everybody, it's Ramon Rivas the second.
Hello.
Ramon Rivas, I. And he's, of course, is curator the right word for it?
I mean, I guess, yeah, curator. All right,
curator of the Accidental Comedy Festival in Cleveland, Ohio, which we did Doug Loves Movies last year there. Were you there, Seth?
I was not.
Okay, I'm just going to double check every time I mention a past episode.
I was usually there.
See if you were there. Yeah, you've been on 17 times.
My festival is a lot like this one, except the pedicabs don't rip you off.
Shots fired.
Boom.
What?
There's probably a lot of pedicab drivers in the audience.
Let me tell you, I mean, I guess what you're saying probably is true, but I had the greatest pedicab experience last night because the pedicab driver said to me, this is his offer to me. I will give you a free ride if you smoke this blunt I'm smoking with me.
He asked you that?
Yeah. I'll give you a ride for free if you're willing to smoke my weed in the pedicab while I'm taking you somewhere. Please let me do that.
I feel like this was in your head. It wasn't real.
I've got a witness.
No,
and,
that's...
The Lord. And that's the end of that story.
That's good.
Yeah, but how'd you get ripped? How do they rip people off?
Oh, they're just like, me and another comic took a pedicab like four blocks from like 6th and Congress to like where Esther's Follies is. So like not that far. And we got out and she was like, $20 would be fair, but like you pay whatever, but like in the spirit of the festival. And then I just looked at my friend because I just hopped in because they were the one who was going to take it. I was just going to walk. And then they paid $20. And then someone else got charged $40.
Sounds like you ripped off your friend is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I did, that's true. I mean, I let them know. I'm like, hey, I'll hop in here, but I'm not responsible for paying for this. And they were cool with it.
All right. Well, I mean, that's not a great price, but yeah. In the spirit of the festival.
Yeah.
I love that the spirit of the festival is greed. And I think that's accurate to the spirit of the festival.
Yeah.
And that, of course, everybody, is Seth Herzog.
Hey. Perfect lazy clap. That's just what I was looking for. Oh, relax.
And so you're out here in Austin this weekend, music weekend of the festival, for the
yes.
same reason you were here last year.
Yes, time. Exactly.
And that is to host the Roots show.
The Bud Light sponsors the Roots Jam Festival, and I emcee it, which I introduce all the acts. They play a set, and they have like about 12 guests coming through doing a couple songs each. And it's fun. It's a fun night of music. Lasts 7 hours. That's a slight exaggeration.
Just slight, though.
Slightly, yeah.
What time does it kick off?
8 p.m.
Doesn't sound confident.
No, it's about 8 p.m. is when the DJs start and the doors open,
okay,
I think.
Okay, I see. All right. Yeah. And what's the venue?
Fair Market. Bud Light Town. I think it's called Bud Light World. No, it's Fair Market's name of the is where it's going to happen.
Okay.
Is that a real? Because like I've seen things be like built up as like this location, and then I walk past them today, and they're just like a regular place, and I'm like, was that?
Did that ever exist?
Yeah. Like I. Yeah. I feel bewildered most of the time.
In that, life or just at the festival?
Yeah. In the spirit of the festival, he feels bewildered.
I think at all times. I think most of my time. But I'm always high, so that might be it.
And finally, it's Chris Cubis!
Hey.
Austin.
I'm concerned about the structural integrity of these director's chairs. I feel like the guy that left last year, I might be too fat for my endeavor.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the director's chairs except for on movie sets. But even there, they're the creakiest chairs, and it's so odd to set them all around the camera and then tell everybody to be quiet while they shoot the scene, and then you move it on. It's like, but you know, good for them. They're sticking with a chair just because it's a tradition. But of course, Chris is an Austin comedy phenom and one of the better game players on the show, I'd say.
Depends.
Depends. We'll see. We'll
I'm
see.
Only two beers in, so I should be pretty good.
Oh, okay. How you think you'll do all right today, then?
Yeah.
I'm sizing up the competition, but...
Well, I got to call...
Martha's the wild card, as always, but otherwise, I think I'm all right.
I think I'm going to have to call my bookie, because I had money on you, but I think I'm going to switch it to Seth.
Hell yeah. I won last year.
See?
I was just reminded by someone in the audience. I'd forgotten I had won last year.
But Chris was not up against you last year.
He was not. Yeah. He is a formidable opponent.
So here we go.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks we're going to win.
As a man of color, I'm used to that.
Tell everybody your Instagram name.
Blazer Ramon.
All right.
He wears a lot of sport coats.
Yeah.
He's always looking natty. All right. We got to find out what you guys brought for the good old prize bag. Let's start with Martha. Over here.
Okay. It's sort of could be lame. If someone wins and they like the show baskets, it's a medium okay. But if you don't like it, it mostly is garbage.
How can somebody not like baskets?
A lot of people pull it off.
Really?
Not liking baskets. Never having heard of it also.
Millions, well, yeah. That one I get
millions
more.
Millions
yeah.
of people. This first part was a wrap gift for season three, and it's just a dumb backpack that says basket season three. That's not exciting, but hold on, because inside it either gets better or worse. The second part is someone who is friends with Louis made nightlights with each of our characters on them, and it would scare me if I used it, but as something to put in your junk drawer and never take out. And then to make up for the fact that these aren't that good, I have a crisp $20 bill.
Now can I see that nightlight? I love this nightlight.
It would terrify me.
Well, yeah,
if
it's
really...
not good to have your own face on a nightlight, but for anybody else, and you got the big beverage there, and
I think that's the cast. But
the cast on your arm, yeah. You're absolutely right that's what it is. This thing, I want it. And
will you take it out of the prize?
This is the only one in existence.
Well, yeah, but I should have brought it. I just don't know where it is. The lady who made it gave me a card, and she makes these all the time.
Okay, so look for her, you guys.
I think I don't know where
the card
is.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty, I like it. I like it. But
I bet if you looked on a if you Googled people's faces on nightlights, I bet you would find her.
There's two people who do that.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you put that $20 there.
I'm trying to make up for it. So
I'm gonna need to take a pedicab four blocks.
She's probably at the level she can just smoke weed with the person and it'll be cool.
Oh, the idea of Martha just getting blazed in that pedicab is real funny to me.
She'd be like, "No, I'll just overpay."
Ramon, what do you got for us?
I tried to go to the artist room because I've been here since Friday performing, and they were like, "Oh no, comedy doesn't count." And I got real sad, but then the comedy curator Charlie got me a band, so I went in. I got two book bags for myself, and then I got other shit. And so I put just a bunch of things I've gotten over the course of the festival. So you get a half-eaten package of nuts that got me through a long concert yesterday. You get a button and a guitar pick and a shirt and a mixtape of Very Aggressive Man gave me. And then
a sticker for my comedy shows. You get two True TV condoms that say funny is better than big, which...
I'd love using a condom from the network that has Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. And then a vape.
This is Doug ruins everything.
A vape pen battery that is dead. A bowl a bunch of comics smoke from. And then a South by Southwest comedy poster.
Yeah. That's a really cool, somewhat valuable poster.
And that and then this bag. And tube.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, try to get that back in the tube. That's always fun.
I'm good at rolling things.
Oh, yeah, get it in. Nice. Seth?
I went shopping for you guys at Aaron's Rock and Roll Shop, which I think is one of my favorite. I got two things that I would want. One... is this one-of-a-kind Stranger Things doll of 11. They only made one of these. She also makes nightlights, the woman who made this. And I thought this was useful and kind of cool. It's a, it's like a couch blanket. It's a very, very soft, fluffy couch blanket with all the Pulp Fiction faces on it. So you can like chill out on your couch with this blanket underneath Ving Rhames. Here you go. Put that.
You really did go shopping.
Yeah. I spent some serious dough.
It's very thoughtful.
Did you leave the receipt in there?
I did. So they want to know exactly how much I spent. No, I did not. You just know.
I'm going to tweet it,
Chris,
later. I'm going to go to Adam's Rock Roll Shop and tweet the price. I have a Bloody Buddy that was made right here in Austin, Texas. It is a little tiny Bloody Mary with vodka in it. So drink that in good health. You want to chill that. I got a camouflage bucket hat that says Austin on it. That friend of the podcast, David Borey, left at my house the other day. So that is now no longer his. And I got Planet Hollywood the Game.
Stop. Come on.
Fresh from 1994.
Jesus Christ.
It is terrible. Is it already making noise?
Yeah. Yes.
There's like a globe that makes noise that will just make noise in your house regardless of if you touch it or not. So have fun with that. And there's a bunch of terrible like trivia things. It's all like...
Oh,
so no, it's fine. So basically the game is... It'll be a category, and you have to, like, riff with the other person you're playing against things in that category. But they're so broad. One of them is, like, movies with Danny DeVito and movies with Sylvester Stallone. So, yeah, name 1,000 movies, I guess. It's currently making noise.
It's going in there.
And it will continue to do that through most of the podcast.
That's so weird. Be quiet.
It cost me $4 at the Austin Pestalive thrift shop. Somebody's a volunteer, I think.
Yeah, she works there.
I got my dog there.
Or she saw a mouse.
Cross your legs, Seth.
Are you saying my dick looks like a mouse?
Yeah, the listeners don't know if you're wearing shorts or not.
Or if your dick has a tail. They don't know.
But it has ears, giant ears.
I brought, somebody's going to get a lot of Twix bars, tiny Twix bars. They got dark chocolate. You want to volunteer to have one of these? And white chocolate.
Can I have one?
Which flavor?
Oh, shit. Can I get one of these?
And they also got regs. They got regs Twix. But I couldn't tell you whether it's the left tower or the right tower that made it. Here, try a dark one. Here, try another dark one. Oh, no.
I feel like a garbage can from his Instagram.
I feel
video.
Like I really want to try to throw this into that cup that's sitting on the stage.
It'll tip over, though. Oh.
All right, so who wants Twix? All right, here we go.
This is.
I got a lot of Twix because we went to the Twix party last night. I went with a couple of comedians to the Twix party.
This is exactly what you got in trouble for.
Authentic South by Southwest.
I got thrown out of the Twix party for throwing Twix bars around the room. And I was like, "Fuck you! I'm gonna go do this at my show tomorrow."
With your product.
Did they ban you from the party? Or was your punishment they gave you more Twix?
The party had like 10 minutes left to go. It was like so silly, that thing. But anyway. I would never have met that pedicab driver if I didn't get thrown out of that party. It's all a timing thing.
I love that there's a woman taking a hard nap right there.
Oh.
Hard nap.
Oh, also there's a Twix. There's a Twix koozie that I got from the party. No, it's going in the prize bag. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta work for this. I love how excited you guys were for a Twix koozie. I like to keep my Twix warm. Cold, I don't know. I don't know what the point of that would be, but I'm sorry. Apologies to everybody sitting in the back that I don't have the arm to get.
I could probably throw some back there.
See how far back you can. Yeah.
Watch your faces, everybody.
That's Jesus.
Damn, they're all
there,
over the
Ramon,
floor.
Ramon, do that again. Try to hit that upper corner, that corner up there. Hit all those volunteers up there. Oh, that was a nice one. Holy shit! Now check me out.
And that was after like a warm up.
Do you want to throw some, Martha?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's like you're like feeding pigeons. I love it.
Ooh, I feel like you should just do this every episode. Yeah, well,
welcome to Doug Loves Throwing. It's a great podcast.
We ended up with so many of these fucking Twix bars. And that's also, we took 1,000 Twix bars and they didn't throw us out for that. They threw me out for throwing them.
Oh!
That was violent. All right, so there's all. Oh, sorry to the winner of the prize bag.
There's no more.
I forgot to keep some.
You got a koozie. That's it.
Yeah.
And you also get. Somebody handed me a gift card for Chick-fil-A that I have absolutely no idea how much money is on it. So it could be, you know, a dead card that they just gave me just to be funny. And then a dude, I was on a rock cruise recently, and one of the bands was called On the Sun, and he gave me a copy of their CD. And then here at the festival the other day, I went and saw the documentary about the making of the most recent Star Wars movie, Last Jedi, and they were giving these out, so I grabbed one to give you guys. It's a card for a free complimentary digital code. I guess you just get the movie, Last Jedi. Yeah. I don't know what kind of game they're running here. I don't know why they're giving away the movie, but they must have some sort of evil plan. They must think that'll make them more money for everyone that gets given away. So many people
Disney
will buy it.
Disney owns everything, man.
Right.
That's just a fact.
All right, I got a question I want to ask all of you before we get to the game portion, and we'll start with Chris over there, because he knows this question is coming. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Paddington 2, which was the best movie. I feel like demographically I'm supposed to say Get Out, but it's definitely Paddington 2. That movie is amazing. And then I also saw Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, because I have Movie Pass and Time to Kill. And that was a movie. So yeah, that exists.
How long until Movie Pass goes out of business? Like what?
I can't. I don't. It
how
seems
can
like,
they do it? How are they making money?
I feel like somewhere there's just a big it's like boiler room. There's just a bunch of people with phones. Giovanni Ribisi's there scamming us somehow. But whatever. I've seen 20 movies with that thing.
And how much is it a month? $7?
$10 a month. I was in LA. I went and saw two movies. They're $16 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're already there.
I'm way ahead.
Movie Pass is already $22 in the hole for you. They're acting like it's a gym membership, and some people get it and then only go to one movie every couple of months, yeah, or something. But if you go to a movie every day, how can they afford to pay for all your tickets?
Well, there has to be some amount of thing with the theater where they're like, it's just empty seats because you kind of have to book it on the day. So, like, if there's a seat empty, I guess go sit in it. But
yeah, but
here's the thing. Nobody
the
wants
theater has to pay movie pass. I mean, Movie Pass has to pay for the ticket.
Sure. Nobody wants to see Welcome to the Jungle, Jumanji 2, except for this guy. So there was an empty seat. There was a lot of empty seats.
Dude, but that movie, now they don't want to see it because it's been out for months, but that movie was huge. It did so well. You weren't into it?
I mean, it's fine. Like, Kevin Hart and The Rock are very charming people, so that's fine. Like, if I had paid money for it and was sober, I probably wouldn't enjoy it, but there's legal weed in Los Angeles, and it was Movie Pass, so everything's fine.
And do you like Jack Black with a? He's got like a little girl is inside him. That sounds gross.
That joke. There's a little girl inside him.
Yeah.
Me too. There was. That joke gets old fast. Honestly, like,
right,
there's only three times you can see him go, "My phone," and you're like, "Okay, we get it. It's fine."
People love it, right? You guys love that movie.
Yeah.
No one's afraid to cheer now. You guys just destroyed it in their careers.
Yeah, they'll be all right. I still love that guy's name is Dwayne. That the world's biggest movie star is named Dwayne. What do you got, Seth? What was the last movie you saw?
The last feature I saw recently was Shape of Water. I finally saw it. Yeah, finally went and saw it's the fish porn I've been wanting to see for a long time.
A lot of similarities between that and the first Paddington.
The first Paddington.
Yeah. A lot.
That's right. Paddington
same
liked
actress,
his bathtub.
He fills the bathroom with water and swims around in it. There's that woman falls in love with an animal. It's the same movie, essentially. Yeah. Michael Shannon's
in it. It's R-rated. R-rated Paddington.
Yeah.
You think it deserved to win the Best Picture?
Sure. I mean, like, what's the best picture? There's 10 nominees. They're all totally different. They all have totally different styles. Like, who can't, you know, of course, why not? That one, right.
Yeah.
But it was fun, and I'm glad I saw it, and it's beautiful, and you could see the poetry of, like, the directing. But, like, there was there's a lot of holes. You know, I mean, I'm glad they mentioned the fish dick once. They just had to get it out there, but you never see it. But then, was he use protection? Or does she have, like, fish sperm in her now?
Well,
sorry, I know that's really graphic, but that's one of the thoughts I have.
They use distilled water.
Is that what it was? That's how they cleaned it up? But it's a fun movie. I'm glad I saw it. That's all.
All right. Ramon!
I saw two movies here at the festival. I saw a movie called Family. Which was like about, I didn't think I would enjoy either of the movies I went and saw, but I just went with my friend.
Okay.
And it was a good movie. It was based upon Juggalos, which was.
I saw the poster with the kids with the makeup on.
Yeah. So that was good.
It's about time somebody made a narrative movie that had characters who were Juggalos.
Hold on, is it a documentary or a?
No, it is a.
Okay, I didn't see coming. Yeah. Honestly,
A hard-nosed, selfish woman has to take care of her niece who becomes a Juggalo, and then like goes to the gathering. And she has
the struggle's real.
Yeah. And then the other movie I saw, which was absolutely fantastic, was Eighth Grade, Bo Burnham's movie. That was phenomenal because like I've never really felt like anxiety before as a person, and then like that little character had it, and
the Jewish guy is really blown away by that statement.
Yeah.
I just
I've never felt pain or fear my entire life.
Well, not
so
in the way not
like
in the way that like people because I have had people who be like, oh, I don't smoke weed, it gives me anxiety attacks. I'm like, oh, I've never had that happen, and then I'm like, well, I don't know what anything that makes me like overtly anxious, but that movie, like the way it was shot and the way he used music and everything, like really like I haven't had an emotion like the whole theater feeling one thing at the same time since I saw Get Out in the theaters, and like you could feel like the tension and anxiety and the release when that happened with the scene. So it was just great.
It's really good. Like, mm-hmm. it's you're kind of mystified. It's like a magic trick.
Yeah, and
because
it was,
the performances are so good, and the actors are all so young and theoretically inexperienced, and they go through some stuff.
Yeah, and I got to go to the first screening, and before it went up, Bo said that like he remembers eighth grade being like a weird, awkward, scary time, and he said that's what the world feels like now. So he wanted to make a movie about what that would be like to go through that right now, and he did an amazing job.
I hope to get him on the show sometime between now and when the movie comes out, which is July, I think. Martha?
I haven't been to a movie in a theater in a long time, so the last movie that I watched on the television was The Heat this week on cable because I was homesick, and I would watch anything Melissa McCarthy does over and over again. So that's
yeah, she's hilarious, and she's really good in that.
She's maybe my favorite actor. So, pretty awesome.
The Heat, everybody. Check
great
it out.
Movie.
Sorry. The only Academy Award nominated movie I saw was Get Out, and it was amazing and very upsetting.
But have you seen Paddington 2?
No, but I want to because it looks really cute.
Yeah, let's go back and cross-examine Chris on this for a second. Paddington 1, how did you feel about that?
I enjoyed it. I think it's a very fun, like, you know, it's a family movie, but it's like, you can just enjoy it. It's beautiful and like, fanciful.
But part two...
Two, it's just
how
like,
do they take it up a notch? What are they doing?
Man, it's like if Wes Anderson wasn't lame. Like, if Wes Anderson wasn't the guy you hate at the bar... Then this movie would be that. It's beautiful, and it has like a lot of that similar, like, it feels like Grand Budapest, but with joy. It's really good. And it gets intense, like there's death, and like, it's a beautiful movie, and everyone should see it. Oh. I tried to show it to David Bory at my house, and he fell asleep, and I took his bucket hat. It was a stone cold fact that happened 3 days ago.
I'm worried about seeing Wes Anderson's new one, Isle of Dogs.
I don't like it.
Because it has a lot of dogs in the cast, and if you're a dog in a Wes Anderson movie, there's a very good chance you're going to die.
Not good.
So he's going to kill all the dogs? That's terrible. I don't want to see it.
Also, when I saw the trailer,
dogs.
I saw the trailer, and that movie's like, it's set in Japan, and everyone's Japanese. And the cast has like... a Japanese dude in it, and then it's just Kate Blanchett, whoever else the fuck.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so Japanese when you think about it. But I'm still on Team Wes Anderson, but I hear what you're saying. And I got to check out Paddington, too, because I thought everyone raved about Paddington, and I thought it was fine, like Chris was saying.
Yeah.
And then, but this one, they're saying Hugh Grant is amazing in it.
He's very good, but amazing's a bit of a stretch. But he's like very arch and like vaudevillian evil.
They say he kills it.
He's great. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That doesn't happen often, so there's got to be a reason.
Someone was just baffled.
Yeah, and it's all mostly because Get Out would be if it wasn't for racism. So there's also that.
Yeah, well, like there's like only one or two bad reviews of Get Out, and like I guess Lady Bird was a 99 or 100 as well. That's
they're basically the same movie.
It's pretty impressive.
And Lady Bird.
Similar, for sure.
All right, Bert, turn it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin.
Woo! Oh, okay. I heard something about popcorn and beer. Where's that sign?
Yeah, there's a bucket of popcorn and a beer for the taking, and. While you guys grab your name tags that you want to play for today, we're going to go to a brief...
Oh, we have to get off the chair.
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Wolverine, The Long Night. Marvel is unveiling their first scripted podcast ever, and it's available exclusively on Stitcher Premium. Wolverine, The Long Night is going where no audio series has gone before, and you'll want to be a part of it from the start. The gripping tale follows the story of Logan, a strange newcomer in the small town of Burns, Alaska. You'll be immersed into the heart of a murder investigation, following along as special agents explore a string of mysterious deaths around town. The series stars Richard Armitage as Wolverine, who you might know as Thorin Oakenshield from the Hobbit trilogy, plus Scott Adsit from 30 Rock, and a special appearance from comedian and podcast host Chris Gethard. To listen now, go to WolverinePodcast.com and use the code MARVEL for a free month of Stitcher Premium. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. What a fun selection process. Somebody threw a paper airplane onto the stage. Do you know what? Can you grab that, Ramon? What's going on with that thing? That you're like, nobody pick your name tags? You're like, fuck it, you just fold it up and throw it up here? Oh, it's a... Somebody did an Isle of Dogs-themed poster. I love it. So I'm going to make it into a plane to get Doug's attention. Isle of Dogs.
Oh, man.
No one saw that coming.
All right.
Why'd you throw it instead of holding it?
I'm going to keep that one. I think because he already had not gotten picked, I think. Oh. Or maybe he just decided to go for it. Also, I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a one of these things. So all of that's going to be won by somebody whose name tag was chosen. Let's start with Chris, because I love the one Martha picked. Chris, who are you playing for?
Peraro? Peraro is what I'm playing for.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bucket of popcorn and a Lone Star.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm playing for gluttony, apparently.
That's a great system. Seth?
I picked Live and Let Die. It's a great break poster. Some girl named Liv recreated the Live and Let Die poster where Doug is James Bond, which is a movie I would totally see. Oh, my Lord. And then you're in there, and another guy, and Kumail, and Leonard Maltin, all the guys who are here.
James Bong.
James Bong. There you go. There you go.
I want writers.
And it's a great poster. I love that you forget in the poster that everyone, even Paul McCartney, has the same font, except Yaphet Kotto gets extra font. Double font for Yaphet Kotto.
Oh, God bless.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ramon?
I'm playing for Callie's Burgers. She drew a little Bob's Burgers thing. And Dave is Doug. I don't know what she was... Dave, I don't know who Dave is in Bob's Burgers. But Dave, it's an arrow with Dave and then Doug in parentheses. But, it looks cute.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's got some...
Kaylee.
Sorry.
Is there a child here that drew that? Is that a child?
Oh...
Damn.
No, she might have little hands, though.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. Why they draw a band.
She has a condition, Ramos. That's wrong.
No, she just might be able to have little hands. I don't mean like exceptionally little. I just mean like...
All right, Martha. Tell everybody about the name tag.
Well, first of all, I like that it's very small. It's just a ripped out piece of paper from a small notebook, And it says Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and a heart. And I love that it was a last minute decision to even participate. And also, I've been thinking about Terminator 2, Judgment Day a lot lately because of the terrible world that we live in.
So. Did you go to that Elon Musk panel? Is that why?
Oh, I didn't get that because I'm not hip on what's happening in the world, except that we're all gonna die. Did he come to South?
He came. He came and he was like, "I'm just trying to make all the Black Mirror episodes true." it's pretty much.
I liked him, and then I heard he's not nice to his employees, and now I don't like him.
Mm-hmm. So. I respect that.
Well, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
But I didn't get your name, Terminator.
Chu. Chu is her last name, so.
Well, I know I'm probably not going to win, but I will cherish this till the world blows up, which will be soon. Sorry.
I love that you're treating it like it's yours to keep.
Is it not?
She might want it back for a future episode. She might want to try again.
I'm not giving it back. Sorry.
All right. So I've devised some games for us to play, and the last game determines the winner of the prize bag. So don't feel too much pressure, you guys. This first one is called "How Long Is It?" Thank you. Here's how this game works, you guys. We're going to start with Martha. Each of you gets one guess, like you're the four contestants on Price is Right, because I'm going to tell you a thing, and then you each have to guess how long it is without going over. All right? Martha? And you're all going to get the same question. Well, last time I did this, somebody thought they were each going to get a different question. How long is Tom Hanks stranded in that airport in the movie The Terminal?
Oh,
solid.
Oh, no. Is it a month?
Maybe. Let's see what everybody else thinks. Ramon?
I will say it was definitely a change of seasons. It was around the holidays. I'll go 3 months.
Seth?
It's based on a real incident, but I don't know how much they exaggerate it. I think it's
longer. Let me just tell you that the real incident, the guy was there for 18 years.
What?
That's not true.
It is.
Guy lived in the terminal for 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Did he work there?
I don't believe that.
Was he a comic? Did he just stop paying rent?
No country would take him, so he was just stuck at the airport.
Right.
Wasn't in the United States, it was somewhere else.
Right.
But 18 years.
Wow.
Well.
Wait, what country was the real airport in?
That he was stuck in for 18 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have totally shared that if I did.
Why couldn't he just go live in that town instead of in that town?
Well,
airport?
You're not allowed to leave because your passport's invalid, so they won't even let you out.
It's just like the Hotel California.
This is making me angry.
I love what Martha looks like when she's angry.
Logistically, this doesn't
just
work. Yeah.
It just seems like somebody should have been able to get him out of the airport before even 1 year.
I think he probably just stayed for the snacks. Like, the airport's got a lot of sweet treats. Do you have a guess, Seth?
I'm going to say, I think it's like 9 months in the film.
Okay, Chris?
At least. That's my guess.
Well, that's not how it works. You have to pick a number.
Yeah.
I'm going with 9.
You're going 9 months. I am going to say it's more than 30 for sure. You said 90 days?
I said 3 months.
3 months, so give or take. I'll say 91 days.
Classic Price is Right move.
Yeah.
It's always fun when this happens. The correct answer, Seth Herzog, 9 months.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Look at that. Look at that.
You know, I only saw that movie the one time because after it was over, I was like, yeah, Terminal is right. And why did you feel like you knew that answer? How did you come up with that?
I was just remembering what I knew about the movie. I never saw it, but I remember all the ads. I never saw it, but I remember the ads. I remember reading articles about it, and I remember thinking it had said like a year. He was like almost a year there. That's what I remember.
It's so funny you read articles about movies you have no intention.
Exactly. Yep, that's how when people ask me about it, I'll know something.
Yeah, well, you knew exactly 9 months, so congratulations to Seth Herzog for winning our first game.
I have a question about...
Oh, we have a question on the floor. Yes, Senator.
How did he die, or did someone eventually let him into their country? And if so, why'd they fucking wait 18 years?
He died. That's why it's called Terminal.
He died in the airport.
Wait, now, are we talking about the movie or the real one?
The real guy.
Oh, the real one. He was just waiting around for an upgrade, and he finally got it. And so he hopped on that plane. Yeah, I don't know. I really shouldn't have brought it up like I know the story. I just...
Because that's going to bother Martha the rest of her life.
I saw it peripherally. Like, if you try to look up how long was Tom Hanks in the Terminal, they're much more excited about telling you about the real life guy and how long he was there. And it was, I believe it said 18 years.
That's upsetting.
18 years. We want prenup. All right, so... this next game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And we'll start with Seth, and then we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Chris, and then Martha, and Ramon. And you each get one guess. What movie is this the tagline from? Seth, the tagline is, Life is Waiting.
Ugh.
I'll just throw one out there that's not the right answer, just so you guys can get it on the right. It's not Boss Baby.
It's not Boss Baby. I'm trying to think if I could figure it out. Life is Waiting. Can you give me a year or no?
No.
No.
I can never give anybody a year.
There's so many movies.
I never know what year things came out.
Train Spotting.
Can I guess?
All right, a few people laughed at that. Chris?
I'm going to say the Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence vehicle, Life.
Oh.
They're in jail. There's a lot of waiting involved.
Or it could be the Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal space vehicle, Life.
Right.
Martha?
I have no idea, so I'm going to guess, is it The Boy in the Plastic Bubble? I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're not going to win.
That's a TV movie. It's a TV movie, first of all.
Is it...
And secondly, go ahead and do another guess.
What's the one with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock where he's frozen for a long
time? Oh, Demolition Man?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. The correct answer is...
Oh, I didn't get the guess.
Oh, sorry, Ramon. I apologize. Oh,
man, I could have waited 1 second.
That was so close.
Look Who's Talking.
All right, but give us a guess. We're all looking at you.
What's the one where they go to a planet that Matt Damon was in?
Oh, The Martian?
Yeah.
Downsizing?
I'll go the
Goodwill Hunting? All right. Enough of Matt Damon, Last Man Stanton. Life is Waiting is the tagline for the movie The Terminal.
We've all been punked.
Play that trumpet. All right, here's the next one, starting with you again, Seth.
Oh, Lord.
The hero is back. Mm. Like, whoever wrote that tagline, I can't believe. I hope they lost their jobs.
The hero is back.
Shortly after that. The hero is back.
The hero is back.
Yeah.
So it's a sequel about a sandwich. The hero is back. I don't know. Blank Man 2.
No such movie, but I'll take it. Chris?
Batman Returns.
How'd it go? Hero's back? Yeah, okay. Martha?
I'm going to ask a couple of questions. What's that movie?
Nope, that's not a question you can ask.
Okay, I'm going to say it's the sequel to that movie where there's a kid and like a...
Wow, it's quite a
like
long
a
title.
A giant robot that's hero is in the title. Something
nope.
with hero.
Oh, Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 Part 2.
Okay. I don't think there's a sequel to that, but yeah.
Also known as Big Hero 12. All right. I won't do it again this time, Ramon.
Tomb Raider?
I'll give you a chance. What?
The reboot of Tomb Raider?
Or there was a Tomb Raider 2.
Yeah.
Cradle of Life.
Yeah.
I think.
Is waiting.
That's your final answer?
Yeah, that's okay. Why I said it.
Okay. Some people like to do a, you know, backup. That is the tagline for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh.
I know, right? Very bad tagline.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
I would have stressed that heart ripping out scene.
Right? Yeah, the tagline should just be...
Get your heart ripped out.
Yeah. Kalima Shoptide. Kalima Shoptide. That's not a tagline. That's just what they say in that movie. Seth?
Yeah.
It's about life. It's about love. It's about us.
The TV show This Is Us? It's a film, right?
Yes. I booked you for Doug Loves TV next week.
It's about love. It's about life. It's about love. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there dot, dot, dot between each phrase?
Nope.
Ooh, each periods.
One. I think there's a period after each one, yes.
Totally different movie. It's about life, it's about love, it's about us. The Family Stone.
Okay, some Good people guess. Are impressed by that choice.
It's not, but it's one of those movies.
Yeah.
It's about us.
Chris?
It's about life, it's about love, it's about us. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Martha?
This time I know the title.
Okay.
Oh.
It is the Michelle Pfeiffer, Bruce Willis movie called The Story of Us.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. You know, generally they don't put the words in the title, also in the tagline, you know, like there isn't, like Star Wars wasn't, look at the wars up in the stars.
So I feel like then I should make a different guess. I think, is it within the past 10 years? wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I pass. Oh. Sorry.
Good try. Ramon?
Sorry, Chew.
I'll go Love and Basketball.
Shout out.
just you and me and the one black dude in the front row that even knows what the fuck you're talking about right now.
The rest of y'all need to get hip to black love, man.
That was like the clapping you hear in the audience on Family Feud when somebody says something that's not going to be up on the board.
Survey says we didn't survey any black people.
It's about life. It's about love. It's about us is the tagline for The Color Purple. Yeah, so those of you who are playing along at home, so far we have The Terminal, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, The Color Purple, and this final chance for a point, starting with you, Seth.
God damn it. I got it. It's E.T.
Is that your final guess?
No. Say the thing. Say the thing.
This is not a game. Excuse me, I said it wrong.
War games?
This is not a game. Try to say it like E.T. What's your guess?
War games.
Okay. Chris?
Oh, okay. This is not a game.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to run through.
Come on, let's get somebody get a point on the board.
Yeah, I'm trying. This is not a game. I'm out of Spielberg's. Let's just say E.T.
Martha?
I think it's the movie Saw. Right? Doesn't he torture
it's
people?
It's perfect, yeah. That's a perfect tagline for it.
I thought the movie is he tortures people and it's sort of
a game.
Yeah,
his name's Jigsaw and they're puzzles, but, you know, they're not games, they're puzzles. Ramon?
It's between Jumanji and Clue. And I'll
those are both games, I think.
I know, but they would say, like, the movie is like, yo, this is not a game.
This is not a game.
Yeah. I'll say
based on a game.
Oh, is it Battleship? Is it?
I'll go Jumanji.
Is it Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Can I change my answer?
Yes.
Is it Fatal Attraction?
Is it the movie The Game?
All right, here's a fun game. Just keep guessing, everybody.
Hunger Games.
All right, let me recap. The Terminal.
Oh, Ready Player One.
And the Temple of Doom.
Is it Ready Player One?
No. Because that movie's about a game. It's like being like a tagline saying, this is not a movie. Good luck.
That's what that dude who walked out in the beginning realized.
He was totally waiting for Doug Loves Movies, the movie. And when we came out here, he was like, fuck, I don't want this. I was hoping for a movie of this.
When are you going to do Doug Loves Movies, the game? Tagline, this is not a game.
Or a movie.
I think I have to now. Uh-oh. More walkouts.
It's so noticeable.
What are you going to try to go see now? Yeah.
Oh, just some anything else.
I heard there might be a street musician somewhere in the neighborhood.
There's some good street musicians and there's some sad ones.
Oh.
You could tell by what corner they're.
I can't, like, when I'm walking by the drumming ones, I don't know if they're a good drummer or not. I just know it puts a little perk in my step. They're never drumming slow drum numbers. It's always real. All right. I feel like I'm in a Soderbergh movie when I walk by. Okay. The answer to this one is AI, artificial intelligence, and all of the answers have been Spielberg movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so for the final round, I'm just going to say it, and the first person who says the correct answer wins.
Okay.
And is there just one time we do that? Or
yeah.
Are there a bunch of different?
Just keep yelling.
This is the one. Yeah, you could say as many titles as you want, but the first person to say the correct one wins.
They win the whole game?
Now it's we know it's
we got one more game after
movie.
This.
Okay.
Yeah, so no pressure, Martha.
Real nervous.
What if Peter Pan grew up?
Hook.
Chris Cubis with Hook.
1941. They love the roofies.
Happens every time. Try bringing up Hook in front of anybody and they go right into that.
No one ever brings up Bangarang. It's the less popular. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
What was it?
Bangarang. It's with the...
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Oh, woo! Lord.
This is the game where we get the name of an actor or actress from an audience member. Usually that's how we do it. We pick somebody off of my Twitter. And then you guys take turns naming movies that person's been in. Can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline. You can go, Martha, you can go to Chew one time. Ramon, you can go to a woman whose name I'm afraid to say incorrectly.
Kaylee.
And then Seth, who are you going to?
Liv.
I want you to live. And sorry, Chris?
Peraro.
Oh. All right. So all of you guys be ready out there, but there's somebody I'm looking up here. Raise your hand if you think you wrote to me on Twitter and said you had a great name for, oh, there's more than one, shit. let's see. Oh, going to miss Doug Benson because the South by Southwest shuttle system is stupid. Where is that Meredith? Did you make it?
No. Nope. Oh,
she really missed it.
It's that stupid.
It was that girl who went to go watch something else, though.
All right. Oh yeah, here we go. Where's Jay Sterling Pound at?
There it is.
Hey, how's it going, dude?
That's not fair. He's next to Liv.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, that is kind of not fair, actually.
No, they don't know all the same films.
Are you here? Horses. Are you? So you're with Liv? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's fine.
Interesting.
Feel like they've had to.
It's really not going to. Yeah, it's not going to change things. Really.
Me and Chris are used to the game being ripped again.
Yeah. Sorry, Martha.
And Martha. And all right. Seth. We're diverse.
Yeah. Just Doug.
Just yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do two names. So you got to name a movie from one of two different actors. One that James is going to give us, and one that I've prepared special.
Oh my lord.
So we have two options.
Yeah, okay. Two different actors. And you can go back and forth between the two. You don't have to stick with one or the other, but it makes for a really interesting challenge. Because also James might say a name that is very difficult, but we'll see. He looks like he knows what he's doing.
Sure.
What do you got, James?
Liam Neeson.
Neeson. Okay. I just thought of three.
I got a handful.
And then I'm going to throw into the mix, and I don't even know if they've ever been in a movie together, but we'll find out if anybody thinks they have. I'm going to say Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Why not?
Okay, so it's the films of either, you can name one by Liam Neeson or Whoopi Goldberg when it gets to you. Chris won that last game, so we'll go Chris, Seth, Ramon, Martha. Start us off, Chris.
Taken.
Okay.
There's two left.
Liam Neeson's only in three movies? Seth?
The Color Purple.
Yeah. That one was...
It's about life.
That one was right there.
It's about love.
It's about
us.
Oh,
about us.
I wrote it down wrong. It's about the U.S.
Would be accurate. That would be accurate.
The Color of Purple. Okay. Who is next?
Sister
Ramon,
Act.
Ramon, it's going Sister Act. I like it. Martha?
Taken 2. Sorry. Just trying to save.
Don't apologize. Those people that said Color of Money and Sister Act should be apologizing. Take those Takens down is what I say. Chris?
Oh, you're not playing?
Huh?
You're not playing?
No, because I already knew about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
I could totally
yeah.
cheat.
Sister Act 2.
Hold on, shit. Back in the Habit. Woo! That was close.
Seth.
Ghost. Right? You're in danger, girl.
They're remaking it now. It's just about somebody who leaves parties without saying goodbye.
English,
to go home and work on his sex pottery. What?
The English Patient.
Who's in that? I mean, I've seen The English Patient. I don't remember Liam Neeson being in it, but I also remember not being awake for most of it.
Yeah.
He's in that?
Oh, there's a lot of no's coming from the
audience.
That's
what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking of Ralph Fiennes. That's a different white dude.
Well, now that we know who you're thinking of, we all know he definitely wasn't in that.
So can I switch?
Okay.
Crooklyn.
What?
His Whoopi's not in Crooklyn?
I don't think.
All right, bye.
All right, first, this is hilarious. All right, so you could go to your lifeline.
Oh, yeah, let me go to my lifeline.
And then think of some more titles later on.
Okay, Kaylee.
Kaylee. She's going Lion King. Do you want to go with that?
I mean, yeah.
It's true. Whoopi's the voice in that.
Nice.
Along with she and Cheech Marin are partners. Partners in crime.
Whoopi was in Lion King.
They're a couple of hyenas, I think. Yeah. Mm. Okay. You got out of that. But, you know. There's one title that everyone should be saying, and no one is saying it.
I'm about to say it.
Here we go.
Batman Begins.
Chris?
Jumping Jack Flash.
Okay.
Love Actually.
Word.
Taken 3.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
that lasted a while. Martha, the films of Liam Neeson or Whoopi Goldberg?
Karina.
Yes.
Oh, nice
yes.
Pull.
That's a really good
one. That's
what
one. I confused for Crooklyn.
That's a good one. Chris?
The Burglar.
Ooh.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Was in that with her. Seth?
Michael Collins.
I love that applause.
So there's a few people
yes,
who knew
Michael
what I'm talking
Collins
about.
Michael Collins is a thing. It's true. Ramon? How you doing, buddy?
The Dark Knight? Is he in that one or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I don't know.
Do you want to try to guess another one of those movies?
Oh, Man. I can tell you the whole plot of the movie, but I can't remember which one it was.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a clue.
No, that was not a clue. But that was
a clue. I know. It's, damn. I just can't remember what that one was called.
Well, you know, it's always great to have you here.
Thanks, man.
No one is judging you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see some arms folded. Some people are judging you.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sorry.
It's all good, dude.
Can I plug something? Or do I have to just leave?
No, you know what? You might as well do it now. I normally do it after the games are over. But
oh, I thought I had to leave. I'm used to leaving on 12 Guests at Christmas. Like, you just have to
get
off stage.
Yeah, no. On a regular show, you get to stay the whole time.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, all right. Cool.
But now I want to hear your plugs.
I'm gonna be debuting an hour at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August in Scotland, and then Accidental Comedy Fest is Labor Day weekend, August 29th through September 2nd in Cleveland,
and Doug's coming and doing a Doug Loves Movies there. And then whoever wins the prize pack can have a pass to that too.
Woo!
But you got to come to Cleveland.
Yeah, now applaud if you're interested in going to Cleveland. All right.
Yeah, see?
Very nice.
I'm doing good work.
You're turning that town around, dude.
Yeah. I'm like a real broke, unathletic LeBron.
Martha, you've had some time to think about this. What have you got for us?
Well, there's a Liam Neeson movie with a bunch of wolves.
Thanks for the hint.
And I think it's called The Wolves, but but I think I'm wrong, so I'm going
to
ask.
You might have to go to Chew, yeah.
I'm going to ask Chew for help. The Gray?
Yeah.
That's my guess.
The Gray. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Did you see The Gray?
I did see it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It unfairly portrays wolves as bad people.
as people.
Yeah.
And I think it's been around long enough, I'm not spoiling it for anybody, but it has the most fucked up ending because, like, the coolest wolf fight's about to start and then the credits start to roll. Like, because he's just standing there surrounded by wolves and then the movie's over, right?
I honestly don't remember the ending. I just remember they were getting picked off one by one by wolves that
I think you saw Balto. I think that's the movie you watched.
Yeah, because they were also dying from other things. Like, they had a lot of things to deal with when they were out there in the wilderness. And Liam Neeson, there's at least a few moments in that movie, and then I noticed it in a couple other movies, where Liam Neeson has scenes where he talks people through their own death. Where he's just like, just hang in there, it's going to be, you know, like he just talks the whole time, telling them, everything they need to hear, and then they die in his arms. It's happened a few times. Great story. All right. You've had some time to think, Chris.
Darkman.
That's a cool movie. Seth?
The Phantom Menace. Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Full title.
Right. Jar Jar's turn.
Nope. Full title? Am I crazy? Is this not a full title game? I thought that's what we did here.
Chris,
I got yelled at it back in the habit like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Seth to get it right.
Okay.
I'm just hanging out.
Okay. It's not Star Wars, The Phantom Menace?
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
What's it? Episode one.
Get the whole thing out there, buddy.
Yeah, put
God,
it all. Put
Star
it all in
Wars:
the, right
the Phantom Menace, Episode One.
That's so
am I not even right?
No, you got to put them in the right order.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You people are the worst. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, yeah.
Liv, you better enjoy that pillow or whatever.
Okay, Martha, we're back.
Okay, I think that he is also in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. Or...
He's in it. He's in it.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Someone shake
Man, nobody's confident in that answer.
What's
what
that?
About Star Wars Episode 3?
Well, you don't want to say that
Why
yet.
Why are you still saying?
Yeah, you already got a right answer.
This gentleman was shaking his head saying he's not in Attack of the Clones.
Very well could. There's a good chance he's not. Because I
Nerds? We're in the nerds.
I don't rewatch those movies a lot.
We got a hand up, nerd in the back. What's the answer?
He dies at the end of the first one.
But he might appear as a hologram like Ben Kenobi.
So he's in... Okay, so I'm changing my answer.
Okay, yes. Change your answer.
Star Wars Episode 3. But I don't know the rest of it. The one...
There's some real Star Wars purists are walking out.
Star Wars Episode 3, The Empire...
The Emperor's New Groove.
The Emperor 3...
Oh, my God.
The The one where they kill all the baby Jedis. I don't know. Sorry.
That's Passover.
I lost. Sorry, Chew. Can I still keep your son? Okay, sorry.
Okay, so you're out?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris?
A Walk Among the Tombstones.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in that?
Liam Neeson.
That's Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
That's his Japanese version. Liv, what do you got?
The Lego Movie.
The Lego Movie. There we go.
Very good.
Everything is awesome.
The Commuter.
Oh.
New movie with Liam Neeson. Shit. I'm assuming bad things happen on a train. I have no idea, but I saw the poster.
Yeah, it's the sequel to Nonstop.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. That was the one I had in my pocket. I was sitting on Nonstop.
Interesting. Let's see what happens next.
There's a movie called Nonstop.
Son of a bitch!
It's amazing. It literally doesn't end. There's a lot of people who are still watching it. It's shown in conjunction with Never Ending Story.
What was the one with Jodie Foster that was where she was on a plane and she had to stop things from happening?
Red Eye?
Red Eye.
No, that was Rachel McAdams.
Flight Plan.
Good pull.
Flight Plan. I thought Flight Plan should have been called Panic Plane. Like that lady, everywhere she goes, she just gets into situations kind of like John McClane. Who's up next? Chris, back to you.
Pororo, what you got for me? Ted 2.
He shows up in Liam Neeson's in Ted 2. Very good.
Good work.
Wow, she came. She brought popcorn because she means it. She likes movies. Seth?
Come on now.
That's why I've been giving you all these wrong answers you've been having lately, because I think Chris is going to go all the way.
Right.
Well, knock that shit off.
You meant that dirty. Let me think.
Oh, okay. We'll just be here.
I have a feeling he was in Rob Roy.
Ooh, that makes sense. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. We're going with sure? Okay.
Yeah. I think he plays the title character.
Is that
he
accurate?
Does. I think he
audience?
Does play the title character.
I think
hold on, I got
he
a
plays
hand
a
up.
Guy who orders that drink all the time.
Hand up. What you got?
The Gangs of New York.
No, that's not what this is for.
No, is he in Rob Roy?
Is he in Rob Roy, you nerd?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's in it. I decided. I decreed it.
Okay, so he's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore Rex, starring Whoopi Goldberg and a dinosaur. She's like a future cop, and she's partners with a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
You have not seen it.
That's a good one.
No, I know. I've never met someone who has such a crazy knowledge of Whoopi Goldberg movies. That's very impressive. Can I say The Gangs of New York?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I think I did physically. The Gangs of New York.
Man, okay. These fucking white people really stacking this fucking game against me.
You should have taken that. And then
I should have. I fucked that up. But I wanted to play like a gentleman.
You did. You played like a gentleman.
As opposed to a cheat. Hold on a second. I got this.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sure I got one in there. Hold on. You guys can... Never mind. I don't want to cheat.
What?
No,
what's happening?
I don't. I don't want to be like
Chris is gonna
this
do
guy
this.
Over here.
This is all on Chris.
What about the one I didn't know the full name of?
Yeah, but I don't know that he was actually in that movie anyway. I also don't know the full name of that movie anymore, honestly.
Sorry.
Okay, everyone shut up. Shut up!
Oh, my.
It's fun to yell
shut
sometimes. You said Karina's the one with fucking Neil Patrick Harris, right? You already said. No, hold on. Clara's Heart, mm-hmm. starring Whoopi Goldberg. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did it.
Everyone shut up!
I think there was a Clara's Heart 2 still beating. Still beating.
Still beat.
Clara Harter.
All right, let's take this thing home, Seth.
All right, I'm going to go with Star Wars Episode 3, Return of the Sith.
Oh, the Sith. So close.
Revenge of the Sith?
No, okay, enough chances, goddammit.
Yes, it's Revenge of the Sith. And he shows up in that one, right? He doesn't? I think he does. I think very briefly. How? He doesn't? All right.
So they're really trying to fuck you, Peraro. I don't anyway. Like this.
Can somebody Google it on their phone?
Can no.
I? No, he already got it wrong. Stop trying to cheat me and Peraro out of this so hard-earned desperate. Victory.
You should give it to him for Clara's heart alone.
Yeah, right? Chris Cubis is our winner, everybody.
Made in America.
Oh, Made in America. But Ramon Rivas coming strong.
That's a good one. What other ones do we miss, you guys?
Schindler's List. We forgot Schindler's List.
Who is,
oh, hold on, wait.
Who is Whoopi in Schindler's List?
She was in that red coat.
She's the one who goes, goodbye, Jules. Goodbye, Jules.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Eddie, yeah.
Oh, right. Damn, Eddie.
Girl Interrupted. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's a thing.
Y'all would have been way better at this game than any of us, except for Chris.
Well, everybody can name one that we didn't name, you know. What? The A-Team.
Oh, the A-Team.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Krull? Battleship, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoopi
that
Goldberg
already came up earlier.
Goldberg, right. Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises was That's the one was that we're trying to get to, but didn't quite.
Who's the bad guy in Batman Begins?
Ethan Frome.
Never mind. What's his name? C. Killian Murphy.
He used to be in boring movies. Oh, Kinsey, did we say that?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what?
Man.
Mark Liam Neeson. Felt? Oh, shit. All right. Like I said, Chris is our winner, so Popcorn Lady, can you come get your prizes? Do you want to have that fellow that you cheated with come help you?
Yeah.
There's a lot to carry. Ramon, you want to help her out? As long as you're still here. I thought you left. Thanks, dude.
His girlfriend's car just got stolen.
Oh, no!
What?
His girlfriend's car got stolen.
And
yeah.
And you guys were on a date?
No!
He's my friend. All right. Well, wish her luck with her car, and congratulations.
Congratulations,
yes.
Friend.
Good job. It. All right, now we're going to do some plugs, starting with Chris Cubis, our winner today. What do you got to plug, dude?
You can check out my podcast, Canceled. We watched TV shows that only lasted one season. Powers of Matthew Starr is finishing up. And then we were supposed to do The Cape, but my dog ate the SD card we recorded all the episodes on. So now we have to re-record them, which is going to be a little weird. And then I have a documentary on Amazon Prime called Chris Gets Money, and I'm on Twitter, at Chris Cubis on social media. Do all those things.
Woo-woo! Seth Herzog.
Hey, a few things. I'm in a movie called Boy Band that's premiering at the Cleveland Film Festival next month and will be out probably later this year. It's a very funny movie with Steve Agee and Dave Hill and Jordan Carlos and myself. And if you're ever in New York, I host a big weekly show called Sweet at the Slipper Room, Tuesdays at 9. It's really fun.
Fun show.
And then, I don't know, let's just all hang out.
Yeah.
That sounds
How
good.
How about that for a plug? Let's just live. It's about life, guys. It's about love. It's about us.
Okay, we've already heard Ramon's.
Oh, you can go to my website, blazerramon.com, for all my dates.
Okay.
And if you have any 420 juice, holler.
What does that mean?
I didn't want to just ask for weed. But I learned from rappers that you can just be like, yo, someone
who's
give
got
me
420
some weed,
juice?
And then they just pass weed up, and then you just smoke on stage. So I'm going to try to do that in my comedy from now on.
I mean, you can in some places, probably. Mm-hmm. Just run it by the club first.
Yeah,
that's true. Does anybody have some weed to throw at Ramon? Nope.
You can do that for sure.
Martha Kelly.
Martha also wants weed.
I would love No, I can't. does anyone here live in Madison, Wisconsin, or Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yes.
I'll be in Madison at the end of this month and Minnesota at Minneapolis the third week of May. And then the last two episodes of this season of Baskets are this Tuesday and the following Tuesday.
Great plugs. Douglas Movies is back in Los Angeles at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location, Tuesday, March 27th. Let's get the pass down those name tags so I can read these shitheads here at the end. And let's have one more round of applause for all of my guests. Martha
there's
Kelly.
One on it.
I think there's
on
only
there.
One. I think
Ramon
there's only one.
Ramon Olivas, Seth Herzog, and Chris Cubis. Yeah, that was timing worked out weird on that. You guys just finished clapping before I said everybody. Well, that's interesting. I didn't expect that. Oh wow, two of the name tags don't have shitheads on the back. Kaylee, do you have anyone you want me to call a shithead? Oh, I can change this into a thank you segment?
Yes.
Okay, so we got one not a shithead, the person that allowed her to come see the show. And then thank you to not only this theater and South by Southwest, but all the South by Southwest volunteers. And can't wait to interrupt the fifth in the Leprechaun series. We've... Master Pancake and I have mocked a Leprechaun movie a year for every year on St. Patrick's Day at the Ritz Theater, and we got like I think two more years to go. We could go next year. We could do Leprechaun Origins.
Yeah, they keep making them. This is never going to end.
Yeah, I think we could really just keep milking it. And Martha's Chew didn't write down a shithead either. Okay, got it. All right. As always, my early morning flight tomorrow is a shithead. And James Pound, sitting right there, is a shithead. Play that theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.